All righty. Turn in your Bibles to Genesis chapter 22 tonight. Genesis chapter 22. I apologize for the singing tonight. Got put on the spot, so I'm not a tenor voice at all, and I've been battling some mucus in my system, so I feel like a high school football player playing in the NFL right now. So, no, but praise the Lord. God's been good. I just want to say this past Sunday morning, we had a lot of visitors who came. And it's good to see church people like y'all get around and shake their hands and welcome them. And it's good to see that and see all the kids up here. We had a lot of bus mom and dads get to come and hear the gospel. And thank you, church family, for being a welcome group of welcoming them and shaking their hand and just being not a dead church. And I think that's a good thing to have in our churches, to have people who fellowship and who want anyone to come through those doors and hear the gospel. So it's good to have a church like that. But if you would turn in your Bibles to Genesis chapter 22, and we're going to read verses 1 through 13 here. Let's start there in verse 1. It says, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Verse 6, And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went up both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told them of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son." Let's go ahead and pray before we begin tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this day that you've given to us. I thank you, Lord, for the faithful people who come to church Wednesday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, every single week, and who love you. And they believe, Lord God, that there's coming a day where they'll see you face to face and it'll be worth it all. And Lord God, we truly do believe that here. That's why we're here tonight. And Lord God, we love you, and we thank you, Lord, for giving us a church and giving us a building and people that we can fellowship with. And Lord God, I ask and I pray that you would bless this service. And Lord God, I pray that these people would hear from you and not from me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. In this chapter here, we see in Genesis chapter 22, many of y'all know the story of Isaac and Abraham. Many of y'all know what happened between Isaac and Abraham. But just to give you a little background, just to give you a little foundation for the message tonight, is that Abraham one day was talking to God, and God came to Abraham and told him, Abraham, I want you to take your son, and I want you to take him, and I want you to go make an offering for me on the mountain in Moriah. And I want you to go and do this, and I want you to... That's all God said. And Abraham said, Here am I, Lord. And Abraham immediately obeyed. There was no excuse from Abraham. There was no, Well, God, that's my only son. Right. You know, this story reminds me of another story in the Gospels of how God sent his only son. Yeah. But that time, his only son did die on the cross. But in this story, it didn't happen that way. Abraham, God told Abraham to go as his son to sacrifice him. And I could just imagine Abraham as he's walking up the hill to the mountain where he's supposed to go. And his son maybe not looking and the tears streaming down his face because he knows it's coming the time where he's going to have to slay his only son that he has. And he's probably wondering in his mind, I don't know why this is happening. I don't know why God would tell me to kill my only son. I don't know why this would happen to me. I don't know why God would tell me to kill this innocent child. And I think there's many parents in here tonight who could think of that. Your children would probably be one of the most worst tragedies if your child were to pass away. And I could, my mom has said it before. She said, that is probably the most worst thing that could ever happen to me is if my child were to die. And that is for us parents, it's just a horrible thing. And if I put my feet in the feet of Abraham here, it probably would have not looked good. I probably would not have had the faith that Abraham had in this story. I probably would not have been looking and thinking about, you know, God is in control and he knows what he's doing. But I probably would have been thinking about me. And to lay the foundation, he went up that mountain and he got the altar ready and he set the stones in place and the wood. And maybe his son was off playing to the side and just, you know, he's just crying maybe. I don't know, you know, the Bible doesn't say exactly. But I imagine there may have been some doubt in his heart. There may have been something that, you know, I can't imagine a father going through that and not having any doubt or any worry about what's going to happen. I can't imagine that. So I would imagine that Abraham had some doubt and maybe he was crying and trying to hide it from his son. His son comes up to him and says, Dad, we don't even have a lamb to sacrifice. We don't have a ram. We don't have anything to sacrifice. What are we going to sacrifice? And Abraham told his son, he said, it's okay, son. God will provide. I'm just obeying God. I'm just doing what he's told me to do. You see, Abraham didn't see the end result. Abraham didn't see the angel stopping him from killing his son. Abraham didn't see that God would bless him. And in verse 15 through 21, it shows how Abraham is blessed because he obeyed God. And I could just imagine as his little boy is like, we don't have anything. He said, it's okay, God will provide. And then he takes that boy and he puts him on this chair. And then he starts maybe tying him to the chair and wrapping him up. And I bet that boy is just, you know, he may be freaking out. I don't know. You know, the Bible doesn't say exactly what had happened in that situation. But if you could put it in today's perspective, that would just be insane. For some father to wrap up his innocent child, that would just be crazy and insane. And the child would probably go crazy. And that would just be insane nowadays. But in the Bible days, or now, as the Bible doesn't give us an exact interpretation of it, but I could imagine him as he's tying up his son, getting ready to sacrifice him to the Lord, and probably just pleading with God in his heart, saying, "Why? Why is this happening to me? I've done right. I've served God. I've lived right. But now he's wanting me to kill my only son, this poor innocent child." But you know, there's something that Abraham had in his life that most of us Christians do not have. And that is obedience without seeing the end result. Without seeing the end result. And I want to talk to you about that phrase is, just do what God says and he will take care of the rest. Just do what God says and he'll provide the rest. Many times as Christians, we get so caught up in the now, what I want now, how it goes on now. But we don't ever look to the future. We don't ever look to how I think of sin. We don't see our sin in the future and how it can affect our future. It can affect our kids. It can affect our wives. It can affect many others in our future. But we look at the now. Oh, I like to do this now, so I'm going to do it now. But Abraham didn't have that mindset. He just said, you know what? I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what tomorrow brings. I don't know what next week brings, but I'm trusting in the one who does know and who holds tomorrow. Amen. I'm trusting the one who knows what's going to happen to me the next week and the week after. I'm trusting in him because he is the creator of the universe. He has created me. He knows my thoughts. He knows my ways. And I'm going to trust him no matter if I have to still obey him by sacrificing my own children. And I truly believe that if God would have gone through with this and he would have killed, Abraham would have killed his son, then God probably wouldn't even be a just God. Maybe he would be. But I don't know, you know, if he would have killed his son, if God would have just told him to kill someone innocent, I don't know if he'd be a good God. But he didn't. He didn't do that. But God wanted to, there's a word there in the second in the first verse, it says God did tempt Abraham. Now, that tempt word means to test. Now, God wasn't tempting him to do sin or anything, but that word is to mean to test Abraham. He was trying to test Abraham and trying to test his faith and push him to his limits and saying, hey, listen, do you love God or do you love your children over me? And I think of many times as Christians can put that in perspective nowadays. Do we love God or do we love our workplace? Do we love God or do we put our money above him? Do we love God? Do we pray or do we put our things in our mind above him? Do we put our spouses above him? Do we put our own children above God? The one who created them, the one who created you, and the one who made you. No, God is trying to test Abraham in here and say, hey, you're mine, your child's mine, and I just wanted to test you to see if you would obey me, if you would follow me. You see, sometimes we get so wrapped up and we just, God says, do this, and then we don't obey because we don't want or we don't see the end result. We say, but God, this will do that to me, and I can't do that. There's no way on earth. But it's just simple obedience. Just do what God says, and he'll take care of the rest. I hope in this auditorium tonight that there would be every single person, if I could ask you, if God told you to drop everything that you have right now, and he told you, I want you to go to the mission field, that you would do it 100% with all your heart, that you would start on deputation, that you would go to the mission field, that you would drop your schedule and you would drop the things that you have in America and the blessings that you have, and you would go somewhere to tell someone else about Jesus Christ. I hope everyone could say that in this building tonight. And when I think about even your own children, that's very hard for us parents to say. You know, if you put yourself in Abraham's spot, how God told him, go kill your own son. But he never told him the end result. He's not going to, sometimes we don't need to know the end result. Sometimes God doesn't want us to know the tomorrow because he wants us to trust him. He wants us to just obey, obey, obey right away. He just wants us to do it. God will take care of the rest if you will just do what God told you to do. God is a good God. God is a just God. God is a righteous God. God knows your thoughts. God knows what tomorrow holds. God knows what's going to happen to you. God knows what's going to happen to your children. God knows where your money is going to go in the next year. God knows all these things. But we as Christians, sometimes we don't have that faith that Abraham had in just saying, you know what? I'm going to trust God no matter if it costs me my life. No matter if it costs me my children's life. I'm going to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. And I encourage you to read verses 15 through 21, how it shows Abraham blessed, and it was a blessing of his seed that it passed down through all generations, and it's still going on today. It's amazing how God blessed Abraham so much because he did one simple thing, was to obey. I think of, I know we don't have any kids in here tonight, they're all in Patchco, but the Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. There's a lot of things that my dad has told me to do and my mom have told me to do that I have no clue in the world why they're telling me to do that. They may say, do this, and I may look at them and just be like, you know, if I were to say why, no, 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 that's a big no-no. Or say why, I don't want to do that, or I don't want to do this. And they would tell me to do those things. That's a big no-no. And I remember one time I backtalked my mom one time, and she took me in the room and gave me a swat, and I deserved it. I really did. I thank my mom for doing that. But she did that for me was because she loves me, and because we just need to see that we just need to obey. Some of the simplest things in our Christian's life is just to obey what God has told us to do. And it's some of the hardest things that us Christians have to deal with. Because you can't see what's going to happen 10 years from now. You can't see what's going to happen to you. You can't see what's going to happen to your kids from now. You can't see that. But Abraham understood that there was a God who knew better than him. There was a God who knew better than his kids. There was a God who knew better than anything in this whole wide world that he could ever imagine. And as I think of this story, it's so incredible that Abraham just did what God said, and God took care of the rest. Amen. And as many of you know, the rest of the story, how the angel stopped his hand from coming upon his child to kill him. And God told him, and he blessed him. Because in verse 13, Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went, took the ram, and offered him for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Hey, isn't it good that we know that God will take care of us if we just obey him? Good. Same thing with Abraham in this story. He knew that God would just take care of him. Even if it cost him his life, if it cost him whatever he had to pay for, it was... He lifted up his eyes, and there was a ram caught in the thicket. God had provided something for him to make a sacrifice. And it wasn't his son, praise the Lord. But it was that ram that he had sacrificed. I think of as I said before, I think this reminds us of another story in the Gospels of how God sent his only son to come and die on an old rugged cross. But that time, Jesus did die. See, God knows what Abraham was feeling. God had an only begotten son that was crucified by wicked human beings. Did no wrong, did no harm to anyone, and they crucified him. They called out, "Crucify him." They wanted to take a thief and a murderer above Jesus Christ. But that time, he was slain for us. Jesus Christ died on the cross to save you of your sin. Boy, that is one of the greatest things that I could ever know is that Jesus loves me and Jesus died for me. But the greatest thing that I know is that Jesus rose again 3 days later for me. Amen. Jesus did that for me, and he didn't do that just for me. He did that for you. But sometimes when God comes to you and he's wanting to put you through a trial or he's wanting to put you through a test, and you can't see the end result, and you think, no, I'm not doing that. And I'm not talking about decisions or wise decisions. If it's not wise, don't do it. But if God is telling you, I need you to do this. You see, when I was a 12-year-old boy, God called me to preach. And, Monday night, he was telling me to preach. I was pouring sweat. I knew it, just conviction in my heart. And I said, I don't want to preach. Why would I want to preach? Why would I want to do that? I could pursue a career or something. And the Lord just started working on my heart, And I was very selfish those first 2 days. And then on the last night, Brother Bob Smith preached, and he preached the Bible. And I came that aisle, and I surrendered my life to preach. And I wonder if there's a Christian here today who would say, no, God would never use me like that. God would never, ever call me to be a missionary. God would never, ever call me to be a layman in the church or a deacon. God would never, ever, ever let me do that. Well, hey, he might knock on your door tomorrow and tell you. He might say, hey, you need to go to preach. Hey, you need to be a pastor's wife. Hey, you need to be a missionary's wife. Hey, you need to go do this. And you can't see the end result, but God is trying to just get you to obey. Yeah. He's got everything provided for you. I've never seen any of these missionaries on the wall ever forsaken by the Lord Jesus Christ. No. Not one single missionary that has ever surrendered their life to Christ. Or even in America, pastors. I've never seen any pastor who has been downhearted by Jesus Christ, who has been beaten and bruised by Jesus Christ. I've never seen any of that. When you give your life to Jesus Christ, God blesses you. But the problem is we don't want to give it to him. The problem is we've got a problem in our heart. And that's selfishness. That's pride. That's envy. That's lust. That's the flesh. And we've all got this problem that we don't want to do what God wants us to do. We don't want to do what they want us to do. I want to do what I want to do. If Abraham would have not done what God wanted him to do, his seed wouldn't have been blessed by the Lord. It wouldn't have passed on to generations and still going on nowadays. But you can put it in perspective of us Christians nowadays. We want to do what I want to do. It's all about me. God's put me through this test and this trial, and I don't know why he's doing it. But we've got to rely on the fact that just do what God says, and he will take care of the rest. You may say, I don't know why I'm going through financial trouble. Maybe God's trying to put you through a test. Maybe God is trying to tell you you need to pray more. Maybe God is trying to tell you you need to rely on God more. Hey, don't rely on the government tonight. Don't rely on your job and your paycheck every week to get you through life. The things of this life will fail you, but Jesus Christ will never fail you. He will never fail anyone. He's never failed me in my life. I remember going through college days, and one summer Allie had a white Pontiac, 2000 Pontiac Grand Prix. And one summer, it just, one thing after the other broke on it. And you know college students, we don't have money. You know, I've never known a college student having money, you know. So, you know, it's just one thing after the other. One thing, it was just the alternator broke, and then this broke, and this, drive it 15 miles, that broke, and that. And I'm just like, this is ridiculous. Spending all this money and wasting all this money into this car, and I'm trying to serve God, go to Bible college, do what he wants me to do. But the end result is all my bills are paid for. I trusted God. My school is all paid for. But I truly believe in that time that God was putting us through a testing time. Because the devil wanted me to give up during that time. The devil wanted me to quit. He wanted me to say, that was between our third or our second and third year, I believe, or our third and fourth year. But the devil said, I don't want you to finish. And so God said, you know what? Well, let me test him for you. Just like how God had let the devil test Job. God may let the devil kind of test you, and God may test you through those trials and through those times. But we purposed in our hearts that we were going to finish. We were going to finish what we started. Same for you, Christians, today. Finish what you started. Finish church. Keep going to church. Keep going to the finish line. As Paul said, I press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press. It's a race. It's not a sprint, but it's a marathon that we all are running in today's life. And finish it well. I hate to see people drop out of the ministry, and hate to see people even drop out of Bible college when you're there. And most of those people you ask, well, why did he drop out? And they say, well, he just didn't have the finances. He didn't have the funds. He didn't have, you know, his vehicle broke, or his job laid him off or something. I don't know. But what I do know is even if I didn't have a job, I may be going into another situation that I don't have any job security. I don't have any a car. I don't know what I'm doing. But if I know in my heart that God wants me to do it, I am going to do it. And the same thing can apply to you today. You may not know. You may be thinking, oh, I don't have this, and I don't know what to do here. Just obey God. God will get you through your problems. God will provide for you. You've got to have the faith. You've got to have the prayer. You've got to be in your word. You've got to just trust God. Because just do what God does, and he will take care of the rest. It's so amazing at what God will do when you just serve him. And you may look at Hollywood and say, well, look at them. They're doing all right. They're doing just fine. They're making millions, and they're You know, they look fine on TV, and they look great, you know, acting it out. Those are actors. But I guarantee you that if they don't have God in their heart, they go home and live a miserable life because they are without God. And by the way, I don't know how people can live without God. I don't know how people can survive without God. Because if it wasn't for God and me and my wife's hard times, then I wouldn't even be standing behind this pulpit today. I may be locked up. You better thank God that you're not locked up in some prison tonight. You better thank God that you're not in some hospital bed tonight. Thank God that God is a good God. That God knows that He just wants us to just obey Him.
Amen.
Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Amen.
That is the key to success, is just obeying God. Just doing what He tells us to do. And I know I know I'm preaching to the choir tonight, but just take what I said tonight and apply it to your life, and just ask God, "Hey God, am I putting something above You? Is there something that I'm putting above You that, you know, I'll give You 90% of my heart, but there's this one thing that I cannot give up. There's no way I'm going to give that up." That's that thing that you have in your heart. You're putting that above God. And God cannot bless you because you are putting something, you're putting a false idol, and you are not obeying God. You see, God wants your whole heart. God wants your whole soul. He wants your whole mind. He wants all of you. He doesn't want you to give Him this half and then leave this half to the side and then, oh, maybe I'll do this. I don't know. No, God just wants you to trust and obey. If God tells you to tithe, you should tithe. If God tells you to give to missions, you should give to missions. If God tells you to go to church, you should go. If God tells you to do anything, you should be willing to drop everything that you have and go and do it. I think of missionaries. They didn't have to go to that foreign field. They didn't have to go there. They could have lived in the United States just like me and you and have luxuries and a nice house and cars and just be blessed in that way. But no, they've said, you know what? All that stuff is vanity. All that stuff is going to be worth nothing when we get to heaven. But I want to trust and obey God. He's told me to do this, and I want to do it. And I'm going to do it no matter what comes my way. See, even if Abraham said, even if I have to slay my child, I am still going to obey God. I'm just trusting God. I know God will get me through this. I know God has a better way. I know He has a better road for me to go down. And all that you need to do and all that I need to do is just trust and obey God, and He will get you there. Just trust and obey. God is faithful and just. God is a good God. He knows what you're going through. He knows all we have to do is just do what God says, and He will take care of the rest. Don't be that Christian who says, I'm not giving that peace to You, God. I've got 50% of my heart, and that's mine. I've got 90% of this thing, and I'm not giving the rest to You. I'm not doing that. You're putting that above God, and you're not trusting Him, and you're not obeying Him.
Yeah. That's right.
Be like Abraham, that you will be willing, if God tells you to do anything, drop everything that you have. You may say, well, I don't know what's going to happen if I drop this. Don't leave with that 90% heart ratio. Give God that 100% and say, I am willing to drop everything that I have and to go and serve God and to do whatever He wants me to do. That doesn't even just mean being a missionary. That doesn't mean being a preacher. That may be meaning a simple soul winning. Maybe God tells you, give Him a track. Give that lady a track. And you say, no, there's no way. I'm not doing that. I confess the sin tonight. I've done that before. We've all done it before. But we've got to trust and obey.
Amen.
There's no other way. I've heard of a story at Hiles. One of the guys said, you know, I walked by this lady, and the Holy Spirit was telling me to give her a track. Give her a track. Give her a track. Give her a track. But he just walked by and passed by. Then when he got in his car with his buddy, she came back around, and her buddy had given her a tract, the same exact lady that he was supposed to give a tract to. And that same exact lady, right there, bowed her head and prayed and accepted Jesus Christ into her heart. And he told that story, and that really convicted me, that we need to yield everything to God, no matter what it is. Be a willing Christian to drop everything and say, I don't know what's going to happen, but I am going to trust God. I'm going to trust him with my kids. I'm going to trust him with my finances. I'm going to trust him with my whole entire life. I'm going to trust him with everything that I have. That's the same mentality that Abraham had. Even if it cost me my own kids, even if it cost me my life, I'm just going to trust and do what God wants me to do. How about it tonight, Christian? Would you do what God wants you to do? Don't leave, like I keep saying, don't leave that little piece out and say, I'm going to keep that for myself and that's mine. I don't want to give that up to God. No way, God. I'm not doing that. Just let go. Let go of what's holding you inside and just say, God, I want to give you everything that I own. Everything that I have is yours. And no matter what happens, if you want me to go do something today, I will drop everything and do it. We need more Christians like Abraham. And I could not say to you, I could not look you straight in the eye and say I would have done exactly what Abraham would have done. But I will say this, is that Abraham is a testimony in how I can live my life. How God put him through a big, big test in his life, and he passed it. Because all he did was a simple truth, was trust and obey. Just trust and obey. Trust and obey God tonight. Just do what God says, and he will take care of the rest. Let's go ahead and bow our heads and close our eyes tonight.